So, checking in again. How do we feel? And is it rather pleasant or unpleasant? Or kind of neutral? Recollecting the wider context of our practice, the three refuges, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, our aspiration towards truth, understanding, compassion, the fact that we are not alone in this practice, and bringing a kind, caring, curious attention into the body. Receiving the body in our attention. Very slowly filling up the body with our attention, as if filling up a vessel with a warm, very pleasant liquid. At this time of the day, if we are feeling a bit tired after the meal, we could extend, entertain this exercise for a little longer with a bit more detail. We give our attention something more active to do. Give our body the treat of our kind and caring attention. If you like to follow, then you might want to start by looking with your attention for your right big toe. Starting right from the bottom up. Notice when you can, if you can feel specific sensations that indicate to you where your big toe is right now. And we start from there, wandering slowly along. Moving through the toes of our right foot. And notice whether you can distinguish the toes, the remaining toes, 1, 2, 3, 4. say hello to them individually. Or just notice whatever sensations you can feel in the area of the toes. And then we move into the foot, the right foot. The skin around the foot, where it perhaps touches our other leg if we are sitting cross-legged, noticing the pressure. And feeling the sole of the foot. Noticing how it feels. Is it warm or rather cool? And see whether we can penetrate with our attention also inside the foot. We can feel the bone structure of the foot. Quite a number of bones in there. Not imagining the foot, just really noticing the sensations, points of feeling, vague patches perhaps of feeling. Pressure, warmth, movement. We notice the heel. And the ankle. And from there we flow with our attention into the lower leg. See what we can feel there. We might first notice sensations on the skin, perhaps clothing, touching the skin. Feel the calf muscle. Can just move around with our attention in that area. That's a way of being kind to the body. It usually likes some attention being noticed. It's almost like a massage, imaginary massage of massaging the muscle with our attention. And notice the shin bone, notice the difference, how the shin bone feels the solidity of the bone in comparison to the muscle. We have been in the lower leg for enough time, filling it with our attention, bringing the feeling together and alive, on solid, or not so solid, extended field of feeling from the foot into the lower leg. I move on into the knee, noticing the various structures composing the kneecap, the tendons, if our knee hurts or is tense, we can put a particularly kind, caring attention, an intention in there with our attention. I didn't feel like breathing into the knee. Imagining as if your attention would soften it, open it up. Imagine to bring some space into the knee. Loosening up the density of the feeling. Relieving some of the tension and accepting the feeling as it is, letting our knee, letting our body know that we care for it. Then moving on into the thigh, the right thigh. Big muscles there, thigh muscles, biggest muscles of the body. And move, gradually fill it up with our attention, that space. That space within the room of our attention that is taken up by what we call our upper leg, thigh muscles, the thigh bone, we can either move with our attention slowly onwards, gradually filling it up, or we can also run around with our attention. Imaginary spirals. Imagine that, well, remember that this is also, it's an exercise to liven up our attention, giving it something to do, engaging it in an exercise to counter perhaps the early afternoon torpor. So finding ways to make this interesting, in ways that we find it most easy to keep our attention engaged. So we might just see what works for us. A slow, gradual movement, like liquid or light slowly advancing through the leg. Or our attention just wandering about, up and down the leg, or circling around it, probing into it, seeing what it finds. You can imagine our attention to be a little creature exploring the spaces. Whatever works for you. I'm moving into the hip joint. Does a lot of work for us. The hip joint, very important. And the pelvis. So now we are moving into the trunk. We're moving upwards into the lower back, pelvis and the lower back. We can imagine here like the water level rising as we fill up our body with attention, getting a feeling of the fullness of the body, fullness of sensations. Again, first we might start to feel the surfaces, perhaps where our buttocks touch the floor, the ground, the cushion, or the clothing on the skin. Let's feel from there towards the inside of the body as well. Noticing the bones, the muscles. Spine, the lower back and the intestines. You might remember here the slow, gentle rocking movement of the hips to check the posture of our body. Make sure that our belly is free and open. Our lower back straight, with the natural curve of the spine feeling as if our lower back would be slightly tucked inwards, gently pushing out the belly. Can we feel the sensations from the movement of the breathing in the belly? As we slowly filling up this space with our attention, this gentle movement can also help to loosen up tensions in the lower back, opening up the spine a little. As quite often actually, a very little gentle, slow, subtle movements in the body can help us a lot to loosen up stiff areas, tensions. Remember that the meditation posture is a dynamic kind of balance. It's not a right posture, it's not like a fixed posture, like sitting like a statue of stone. The body is a live organism, almost full of subtle movements. So if we tune into those subtle movements, movements of energy, like multiple waves going through a dense liquid, we can find our relationship to the body can become much more subtle and pleasant. Continuous adjustment to noticing the flexibility of the hips and the spine. And then slowly move upwards, feeling our way upwards along the spine. Notice how much detail you can feel, whether you can feel the various discs of the spine. As you move upwards with your attention, this is also a big area, so we move upwards along the back. We can move sideways with our attention outwards from the spine, feeling into the sides of the back. Perhaps zigzagging around. Whichever way your attention prefers to move, or keep it as effortless as possible. Playful, curious, and also caring. Almost like a massage of attention for the body. Feeling as if you're moving over the surface of your skin with a very gentle touch. A touch of your attention, bringing your body alive, as well as lightening up, waking up, invigorating your attention in a subtle way. Feeling the area of the kidneys, and then moving to the rib cage, noticing the ribs, feeling the touch of our clothing, noticing the various sensations in the rib cage. Feeling the lungs underneath the ribs, the movement of the breath, of the breathing, extending the ribcage with every in-breath. Another form of massage for the body, the breath massage, this gentle, calm, rhythmic movement of the breath. I can feel that movement throughout the whole of the back, the whole of the upper body, rib cage, and into the sides of our back as well. Loosening up tensions. Bringing some life into numb areas, perhaps. And then we move upwards, finding the shoulder blades. Let's go move towards the right shoulder blade. Quite a big bone as well. Moving with the breath. And the right shoulder, the shoulder joint. How does it feel? Is it tense? Could we drop it a bit further? No, maybe it is already much at ease, relaxed. Just notice how it feels. and then moving down into the upper arm. Again, noticing the bones and the muscles, whether they feel different sensations. Gently moving down until we reach the elbow. And the forearm. Moving around, noticing difference in the feeling on the inside and the outside of the forearm, skin, bones, muscles. Sensations, lots of different kinds of feelings. And then the wrist, very delicate, and through the wrist into the right hand. On the inside of the hand, notice the warmth, perhaps. Sensations inside of the hand and the backside of the hand. And then there are the five fingers. Perhaps more easily to distinguish than the toes. And see whether you can feel the five fingers separately. Interesting if you have come that far to just for a moment notice the whole of the body, not to say whether there's a difference in the feeling between the right side of the body and the left side of the body. And then starting with the fingers, we move with our attention into the left hand. Staying there for a while, saying hello to all the five fingers. Shaking hands. See what we find there. Myriad of sensations. Shifting and changing. And then moving upwards through the wrist into the forearm, the left forearm now. Letting our attention move in its own preferred way, exploring the territory of the forearm, picking up all the different kinds of sensations. Slowly filling up the arm, or moving around. Hmm. noticing whether there are any tensions. And then the left elbow. And the upper arm. Left shoulder, feel the whole shoulder blades, the whole area on the left. I'm moving into the neck, noticing the muscles, neck muscles. And then moving into the back of the head, through the neck into the back of the head. And to the top of the head. Notice whether you can feel anything right on top of the head. This is the place where we can imagine that invisible thread gently pulling our head upwards and backwards, stretching the neck a little. So our chin drops slightly to the sternum. And then which way shall we go? Maybe move down the right side. Noticing the temple and the ear on the right. The right eye. Noticing the eye, see how the eye feels, is it heavy? Feeling the eyebrow above the eye, the forehead. Moving along to the left eyebrow, the left eye. The temple and the left ear. And from here back into the face, feeling the cheekbone, the nose. We notice the air coming in and out of the nose, of the nostrils. It's the breathing. the right cheekbone, the mouth, the lips. You might even notice the movement of the air above our lips as it leaves, enters the nose. Our chin. And the jawbone towards the right, and the left. Some very powerful joints there, making sure that we don't clench our jaw. In fact, there are lots and lots of muscles in the face. Which are much more happy if they are relaxed. And then feeling inside of the mouth, noticing the inside of the mouth. Our teeth. The tongue. The palate, the throat, and from there moving into the chest. Feeling the rib cage again. Feeling the breathing and the clothing, touching the skin. What else do we feel? Very powerful, very sensitive area. Now we can notice a heartbeat. Locating our physical heart. Maybe an overall sense of sensitivity, warmth and tenderness. Whatever we notice, we take it in, we give it some kind, caring attention. Providing space for what we feel, for what is there. Generous space. And then we let our attention slowly sink down again through the body, into the belly, see how it feels now in the belly, whether it is still open, relaxed, breathing. the abdomen, the pelvis, and through the left hip joint, moving into the left leg. The upper leg and the left knee. Again, if you feel tensions, you can imagine like as if you are bringing some space with our attention, bringing some space into tense or dense areas, opening up the knee a bit, massaging it with our attention. And then the lower leg, the calf muscle, the shin bone, noticing the pressures if we sit on the ground, if we sit cross-legged. Ankle, the heel, the sole of the left foot, inside of the foot, in the ridge of the foot, and the toes. One, two, three, four, five. Finishing off with the big toe on the left foot. And then let's stay for a moment with the entire body. Impression of the entire body now, after we've slowly moved through it. Right side, left side of the body. Noticing the difference. If there is a difference between now and the beginning of the sitting, releasing our awareness, expanding, opening up the space, so we're taking in the whole, consciously taking in the whole picture of the body being present for us through myriads of sensations, a field of shifting, moving sensations within the open, quiet space of our presence, of our awareness. You might feel the breathing, the sensations of the breathing within that field of sensations. Just like waves moving through a dense liquid, rippling out into all the areas, different parts of the body, to its confines. Continuous, gentle movement, shifting fields, points of feeling within the still presence of our awareness. And we also take in the sounds of the wind, thoughts, if there are any, passing through the same space. And if we gently open our eyes, also colors, forms, countless sensations arising or staying for a while, changing, shifting within that same presence. Making up the flow of experience that we call our life, just here and now.